I've been talking for so long, I ran out of my 10 minutes, so I'm going to keep this very, very short. But yeah, generally, I don't like the concept. I like the concept of trade unions locally. I think they have far too much power, and they're far too things like strike happy and stuff like that. I think they need to concentrate on what they do best, which is stay local, stay representing an employer with an employee and stuff like that. I think that's far more what they do. And maybe that's because I didn't grow up in the 70s and the 80s with the coal miners and all that sort of stuff. I'm very much I didn't start my working life till 10 years ago. So I don't agree with everything that Labour have to say, but that's who I voted for this time. But why doesn't my vote really matter? I live, as many of you may know, in a beautiful village in the South Wales valleys, where there used to be a mine. And I'm surrounded by villages where there used to be mines. This area is so Labour, you wouldn't, you know, there is no conceivable view that I could ever see that you know, we are such a safe seat for Labour. And I don't like the concept of safe seats. In the alternative vote referendum, I thought we should have had AV, but I don't think AV goes far enough. I would like to see a proportional representation system. And that comes down to the heart of our politics. Claire and Paul were talking about it at the end of the last boo, day three's boo, or 3 days to go boo. And it was all to do with, Paul was saying, well, we'll all be run out of Europe at some point. I don't think that'll ever happen, Paul. That's, well, not in our lifetimes. But I think trust in politics and our combative nature of our politics in the UK has had its day. The fact you've got two parties either side of a chamber jeering at each other, it's just awful politics. I'm a fan, and I would love to see a more collaborative, not combative, collaborative politics. Get them in a circle. I know where the way they sit doesn't matter, but get them in a circle, mix them in with each other. And actually, I like, not coalitions, I don't like coalitions as such, but what I do like is the concept that you vote in a government, and one government would have the most seats, not necessarily a majority, but the most seats, and they form the government, and they have the ministerial roles and so on. But each party vote on policies based on their political view and their manifestos and the way their party believe. Basically you have to have a majority view across everything, across all the parties, to get, or you know, maybe we should make votes, you have to have 60% of voters for it to get of MPs to vote on a policy to get it through, or something like that. I just think we need a collaborative way of working, and that's what I don't like about our politics, and that's what I believe PR would give us, proportional representation. And I think it will happen. I was listening to a podcast, the House of Commons podcast, and they were talking that hopefully within, you know, they were hoping that within a couple of elections' time that there will be a royal charter saying, hang on, the way we run politics now is wrong. How can we do it better? And I believe PR is what will happen and what will come out of that. The other interesting thing about this election, and I am going to come to a close now, is that people are far more engaged than I have ever known it. You know, I'm 33. I'm so old. I can't remember how old I am. 33. And I've never seen, I've had more conversations with people like my mum and dad and people at work and Gemma, who is my wife, is completely uninterested in this stuff. And we've had conversations about it. People are so engaged with the way that with the arguments and who to vote for this time. It's exciting to see. And come May the 8th, so Friday, what do I think the outcome will be? I'm hoping for a Labour minority government, so that they go for a minority government, not backed up, not necessarily with a deal with the SNP, but on a vote by vote, policy by policy, and start bringing in this whole PR thing. So that's where I stand. I've gone on for far too long. I'm very impressed if anyone's got this far. I would love to hear what you have to say about it, and I will speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.